The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me today, and I have an amazing show for you. Vaccine-injured people tell their stories, but the media censors it. They do. They censor this stuff, but you need to see this. And I want to talk to the people who have actually been vaccinated. Or if you're somebody, this is the first time catching this show. I want you to know that this is to help people. This video and what these people are going to try to plead with you by really just by telling their story is only to help other people in the future. And a lot of people have been stubborn and want to believe that this is a conspiracy theory, and they let their pride get in the way of truth to the point where their pride becomes sinful because they have such pride that they don't want to admit that maybe they were wrong about the vaccine. They hate people like me who are only trying to help. And in fact, some people even stand in the way and try to discredit the truth that we present for themselves to feel better. But they're really, when they do that, don't think. It's very selfish. You're not thinking by trying to discredit me because of your pride. You're actually going to harm somebody in the future, like in this video and these testimonies of these own people of what has happened to them due to the vaccine. And a lot of people were tricked into getting the vaccine. And the people who were tricked into getting or forced, really the people that were forced to get the vaccine through their job being threatened, they're more open to listening to this kind of stuff. But I want the people who have gotten vaccinated to understand, I'm not attacking you. This is trying to help people. But if you oppose me by trying to, because of your own pride, discredit this video by telling others, well, I got the vaccine and I'm okay, so this is all a bunch of crap, you are harming other people. Do you realize that? That's like saying, this is no joke, that's like saying, if you're a heroin addict, well, I've taken heroin several times and I'm totally fine. Just because you're okay from the vaccine doesn't mean the vaccine isn't dangerous. You realize that, don't you? Secondly, you don't even know if you're okay from the vaccine, by the way. It hasn't been long enough for you to know. You don't know because we don't know. We've seen long-term effects and we still don't know what the long-term effects are. That's a fact. So don't get too cocky. But I hope you are okay. And I know there will be people who are okay. I'm not saying everyone who gets the vaccine. Just like there's people that can take heroin and then if they stop, they can be okay. That doesn't make heroin healthy for people. Because you didn't die from it. But there's, well, I didn't die from the vaccine, so the vaccine has to be good. Oh, that's unbelievable if you think. Here's a better way of putting it. I compared it at the very beginning when I said this is an experimental vaccine that you don't even know what's in it. So if you go and choose to put it in your body, it's like playing Russian roulette. Russian roulette is how I compared it all the way from the beginning, and it still is. And for those of you who have gotten the vaccine and you say, I'm fine, so you encourage others, even though you know that what I'm about to present is all true, and there are tons of vaccine injuries, but because you were fine, it's like playing Russian roulette, clicking the gun, and you're fine. So here, someone else clicked the gun. I'm fine. They'll be fine too. And then the next person's fine too. See, told you you'd be fine. But then the third person, boom! It goes off. And you advocating for them to click that trigger is not a good thing. Stop having your pride stand in the way and having your pride make you hate people like me who is only trying to help. You can change right at this moment. I'm asking you, before you see anything, decide to be a warrior for truth to help people. You can change and help people by getting your pride out of the way and admitting, okay, I was wrong on this. It's not that hard. People are wrong about all sorts of stuff. I'm not making fun of you. I don't care that you were wrong. I only care if you're trying to prevent the truth from going forward. There are plenty of people that watch my videos that got the vaccine that know they were wrong. And they don't hate me, and they are warriors to try to help other people understand the truth. They share my videos to try to help other people. That's what they do. You can be one of those people too. Now let me get into this. This is not good. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of their testimonies, but before I do, I want you to understand that Dr. Peter McCullough, I'm trying to decide if I start with Dr. Peter McCullough or not. You know what? I'm not going to start with, I'll give you Dr. Peter McCullough in a second. I'm going to give you some of the testimony since I built it up. I need to jump right into it, and then I'll give you Dr. Peter McCullough. So take a listen. Understand, nobody made these people make these videos. And what I'm about to give you is actually from something that is an hour and a half long. An hour and a half, listen to me, an hour and a half of people's testimonies about the vaccine. And that is a super small fraction of the videos out there and of all the people who have been injured. And there's plenty of people that have died that can't even record a video to warn you. So keep that in mind. Take a listen.
I am injured by this vaccine, like the Pfizer COVID vaccine, and I'm unable to walk. As you can see, I'm in a wheelchair.
But were you able to walk before the vaccination?
Yeah, I was really healthy. I was actually like outgoing, like I was in a yearbook community, and I was like really happy and all that. Right after the vaccine, I just started getting really sick, and like now I'm having a hard time like walking. Like this leg here, it twitches a lot at night, and it feels like electric shocks going up and down my legs.
So how soon after the vaccination did you start realizing you were seeing the
side? It started happening like around the fourth day after the vaccine. That was when my knee all the way up to my waist became like numb, like paralyzed. My spine, all along my spine, was like painful. Like my mom, she tried to rub it with like a cream, and I was just crying in so much pain.
So I got two shots of Pfizer, both shots in December that just passed, and they did 3 weeks apart rather than the 8 weeks, even though that's when the recommendation came out. But anyways, so yeah, mine's totally messed. I was so regular that my husband was actually keeping track of it for me. But other than being irregular, the PMS, the blood itself is actually quite different. I won't get into it because it'll gross people out. I have headaches almost every single day. I'm nauseous all the time. I have a really hard time eating anything ever. It's kind of disturbing. I've lost a lot of weight because of that. And then you have people who will go and discredit your lived experience because they just disagree with what you're saying. So way to like just completely devalue a human experience. Just that's awesome. Oh yeah. And fun fact, my youngest is 5 years old. And since getting the second shot, my breast milk has started coming back in. I am not pregnant. So that's always fun too.
She's having kind of a flare again. Her face is numb again. She's had some upper body convulsions. She can't hold her head up again, just like in the very beginning, what, seven months ago? It just started randomly today, so I'm taking her to Emerge to see if they can figure out how to help her, which they probably can't because nobody's going to be able to help her so far.
I'm sitting outside Kootenai Lake Hospital with Kristen, and we were just in there trying to get her some help, and the doctor literally said that there was no point in doing any more tests that were already done because they've already been done and they didn't show anything, and there was no medication that she's taken already that helped her. So he basically gave her some Ativan, and now we're sitting on the sidewalk
So I guess that's what you get when you go to the hospital with a vaccine injury. You get told that there's nothing they can do to help you.
He just said I had a vaccine sensitivity.
No one can help her, and yet everyone is saying, please, go get this vaccine because it's good for you and it's going to save the world. And does this look like it's saving anybody?
Shit. It's so fucked.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. Folks, I started it 10 minutes into the video. It's an hour and a half long. I'm going to give you more. I can't give you the whole thing, obviously. And this is, keep in mind, a fraction, a super small fraction. And I have seen so many other videos with so many different other people with injuries. Famous people that have. I know people in my family, which I won't name, that have had severe side effects immediately after the vaccine. So that's why I know that you probably know people. Now, a lot of people will brush it off and say, oh, it's just coincidental. I know not everyone has the convulsions that you're seeing. Not everyone gets that. Understand that the worst part about this vaccine, if everyone who had been injured or died of the vaccine had these severe reactions, it would be impossible to hide. The problem is what the vaccine does is it changes and harms. It changes your cells, but harms your immune system. And when it brings your immune system down, it makes you susceptible to all sorts of other diseases. Cancer has exploded since the vaccine because people are harming their immune systems and then cancer takes hold. Now, a cancer patient isn't going to be a great video on this because you can't see that the vaccine has just caused cancer to spread in their body. So you're seeing ones that you can visually see in this video. People are dying of heart attacks and of brain aneurysms, and the vaccine lowers your immune system so that you'll die of other things. Sadly, these people had something that made them susceptible to having these conditions break out into them before they even got the vaccine. They probably would have never broken out if they hadn't gotten the vaccine because their body could always keep it in check and hold it off. But the vaccine lowers their immune system and their body freaks out because it can't protect itself anymore. Dr. Peter McCullough explains this, and I want you to hear him so you understand it's not all about the extreme cases either. The extreme cases are bad enough that you should be having enough compassion that even if you got the vaccine, you should care about those people I just played in the video enough to not want other kids or adults to go through that, and you shouldn't recommend the vaccine and shouldn't be saying, well, I got it and I'm okay. Then you don't care about these people. Then you don't care, and you're admitting you don't care. I don't care. I'm prideful. I'm stubborn. I don't care. And I know I'm offending you. You need to be offended. Wake up. There are people dying out there from this vaccine. It's the most dangerous vaccine in the history of the world. And because you survived, congratulations, you survived the most dangerous vaccine in the history of the world. You played Russian roulette and the gun didn't go off. Congratulations. Why are you telling other people to play Russian roulette? Why? Why are you doing that? Why are you telling and trying to stop people like me who are warning people that it's Russian roulette? Why are you trying to discredit us and stop us from saving people? Why? Why are you on that side? You need to change now. And I'm talking to mostly Christians out there because there's a bunch of Christians that got the vaccine and their pride is bigger than anything in their life right now. Their pride about getting the vaccine and not being able to admit they were wrong is the same sinful nature that they had to overcome to become a Christian. I don't know if they understand that or not. The reason why it's so hard for people to repent to Jesus Christ and become a Christian is because their pride, they don't want to admit they're wrong. And they don't want to admit that they have been deceived by the world. Well, there's Christians out there that it's the same thing with the vaccine. You're back to your sinful roots. That's the truth. And I challenge any of you Christians out there, I don't care who you are, I challenge any of you to say I'm wrong. Before God. See, I know, I'll say it right before God. I'm right on this. Can you say that about your stance? See, I'm throwing the gauntlet down because people's lives are at stake. This isn't a game, and I'm not messing around. I care that this is happening to people, and I am stunned at the people's pride that have gotten a vaccine that don't give a crap about all the vaccine-injured people because they got it and they didn't get injured. What kind of selfish person are you? I'm sorry that you're offended. I'm sorry I have to lecture you. But like a parent who loves, a parent sometimes does things that makes the kid not like it, but the kid knows deep in the heart it's good for them. And you know what I'm saying is good for you. So suck it up. Here's Dr. Peter McCullough.
I wanted to comment. Edward Dowd is a billionaire. He's former BlackRock manager who's come out. He's been the first big guy on Wall Street to come out and said basically Pfizer defrauded the government. It's clear now. All the insurance companies are showing anybody who takes a vaccine much higher risk of death over the next year. The insurance companies are blowing up with deaths all over, especially in young people. It just hit yesterday. The millennial generation, the mortality is way up. The vaccine accelerates death from other causes. So if someone has cancer, the vaccine accelerates that. If someone has heart disease, one's more likely to have fatal heart attacks and strokes. The blood clotting is undeniable. The vaccines cause blood clotting, which is a common cause of final death as a large blood clot travels to the lung or in the brain. Justin Bieber's wife had a blood clot in the brain. All the athletes dying on the field. You can see it all over. The vaccine is incredibly risky, and it is basically it's achieving its goal. If the goal was to reduce the world's population, it's working. Now, it's not been long enough to see the impact of the vaccine on fertility, but that's the next shoe to drop.
Folks, let me tell you something. It's been long enough that I can draw the lines now. I want to have compassion on people who have been fooled. And I know a lot of people have been fooled, but it's been too long now. There's too much information out there. It is a fact that the vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine. Go to VAERS. The government's own data proves it is the most dangerous vaccine in the history of the world. All vaccines combined don't even make up a small percentage of the injuries that you see from this COVID-19 vaccine. That is a fact. It's not my opinion. If it was my opinion, the government would be all over me suing me for lying about their VAERS. But I'm not the one. It's VAERS' own data. I'm just saying, go look at it. And remember, VAERS is a sample size. VAERS is not the total number. It is self-reporting. And some people say it only reports about 1% of what's actually going out there. I don't know what the percentage is. Nobody really knows. A lot of people say whatever number you see on VAERS, times it by 20 or times it by 40, and you'll get a more accurate picture of what's going on. I'm fired up because if these video testimonies don't touch you, then nothing will. I'm going to jump way ahead. I gave you at the 10-minute mark. I'm going to jump way ahead to near the end so you understand this video is an hour and a half long. I'm going to go to an hour and 19 minutes into the video and let you hear some more. And remember, this is just a fraction. This is just a fraction of what's out there.
I too did not want to get the vaccine. I've never had a flu shot in my life. Injecting experimental drugs into me, not something I ever wanted to do. Traveling between the state that I live in, Hawaii and California, where I have family, two states that have archaic travel restrictions. I decided between the pressure of that and my airline that was going to require a mandate vaccine, I went and got the jab. I did it 11:30 in the morning in Hawaii. Everything was normal. I went to bed, woke up at 3:30 in the morning with my heart pounding out of my chest. I went to the ER. They hooked me up quickly to EKG, IVs, did blood work. Quickly determined that I was in atrial fibrillation. It's a major cause of stroke. As Lee said, there's critical phases of flight where this stuff, when I certified to go fly, I have to check off a box before I go fly all you lovely people wherever you want to go before I take that multi-million airplane. I check this box and it says I'm fit to fly. That was before COVID. That's when you knew, yeah, I have food poisoning, I'm cold, have a cold, whatever. Here, you never know when the genie's going to come out of the bottle and smack you down. I could have stroked out at 100 feet trying to land an airplane with 40 airplanes lined up next to us. I could have just pushed down on that stick before the person next to me could do anything. We're in a, it's all over for a lot of people. Not a good scenario. Pete Buttigieg isn't telling you anything about this. The administration is not. The NIH, the CDC, they suppress all this stuff. There's a number of pilots out there that are fearful to come forward and speak. They're fearful of retribution. There's guys that are going to work with crushing pains in their chest and their heads. They're scared that they're going to lose their careers because they're 25 years old. This has got to stop.
My name is Danae, and I am your healthcare hero. I've spent the last 2 years in the front lines of this virus. When the vaccine became available, I didn't want it, but I felt the duty to lead by example and do what was best to protect my community, my family, my patients, because that's what I was told that this would do. But let me tell you what it did do. On January 10th, my life changed forever. What started as a headache 13 hours after my vaccine ended up being inflammation in my brain, increased intracranial pressure. I have neurological deficits such as a stutter, twitches, tremors, which recently led me to falling and breaking my foot. I have blood clots and I am on daily blood thinner injections. I am a guinea pig with no definite answer if I will ever be fixed. I have spent $20,000 on treatment, IVIG, plasmapheresis. I'm on 23 pills a day and no change to show for it. Doctors don't listen, and after multiple hospital visits, I can no longer work. I am real. The danger of this is real. And I am here tonight because I want to make sure that you are okay with sitting here and looking at me and being responsible for every child injury that comes after me.
So here's the deal, okay? Months and months back, my dad got the shot because he wanted to travel, okay? He ended up with blood clots. He ended up with cancer in his lung. We don't know really what caused that, but it came right after the shot. They're saying it was a CPAP machine. Philips CPAP. So either way, now my son's in bed sick. My son had the shot twice because he wanted to go to concerts.
I have to end it there. There's a lot more. And then there's a pilot who's a crop duster after her that can't do his job anymore, can't crop dust because of vaccine injury. That's what he testifies to. Folks, it's an hour and a half long and it's just a fraction. There should be a link below this video if you want to watch the entire hour and a half. The first 10 minutes is snippets of videos, and then the testimonies begin, just so you know. I gotta run. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Folks, do you know what the John Birch Society is all about? Let me show you. They want less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. Who doesn't want that? Have you ever checked out the John Birch Society and gone to jbs.org? Well, if you haven't, and you are someone who loves the Constitution, you might want to do it. So go to jbs.org. Go check it out now.